It is Super Bowl week, the most heavily bet sporting event in the United States, year in and year out, more so than March Madness, more so than anything else. And it's the first time that you can legally bet on the Super Bowl here in the state of Iowa since the sports books have launched here. And Jake Reed of the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside, kind enough to join us here this Super Bowl week. I know we touched on this a little bit with you last week, Jake, but this is obviously something that you and the folks at the Elite Sportsbook have looked forward to for a very long time. You got a lot of great events going on surrounding the game on Sunday with San Francisco and Kansas City. But tell the folks a little bit about what they can expect this weekend.
Yeah, since we opened, really everything's kind of been building up to this weekend, this and March Madness. It's a huge event. Judging from other states and their success with the Super Bowl, we got the prop party coming in tomorrow night at 7 to 8 o'clock. Come in, you listen to me talk, and we have a drawing afterwards at 8:30. Just kind of a walk through the prop bets. We have 14 pages as of yesterday, and they're still building. I mean, they just added a big one yesterday for all the Iowa residents. We got Anthony Hitchens and Ben Neiman tackles versus George Kittle receptions, which will be a big vote for your ex-Hawkeye players in the Super Bowl a little bit there. So come down to the prop party and ask all the questions you need to get it going into this weekend. It's going to be a big event.
And while they're there for the prop party, they can also get set up for an account, right? That way they don't have to go to Riverside to actually place their wagers.
Yeah, the online site's available to everyone. They just have to come down to the property and set up an account and get started. We're more than happy to help anyone get their account going in the sports book there, right inside draft day to the right of the main entrance.
Just how popular are some of these prop bets? I know you hear year in and year out that this is the most popular and the most bet on event, but these prop bets have kind of taken on a life of their own over the years.
Yeah, and when we first started releasing prop bets with all the like Thursday night games, Monday night games, and they weren't getting a huge amount of action. I mean, we had some here and there, but they're really a whole new aspect to watching a game when you're rooting for a certain thing to happen and a certain player to do something and a certain score at a certain time all through the game. And when it comes to the Super Bowl, we have every quarter you can bet all these bets, every half, there's so many bets, so many different things that you can be rooting for at the same time during one game and have a lot of action involved and make the game a lot more fun to watch.
Jake, you mentioned with us last week you've got some promotions going on Sunday. Was it $25 a ticket or something that got people entered for some prizes?
Yeah, everybody that comes into the sportsbook and spends $25 on a Super Bowl bet will get an entry ticket, and they bring that ticket back in on a Super Bowl day and watch the game with us. They can sit inside draft or anywhere in the casino, really, and drink beer, have some food. And every time somebody scores in the Super Bowl, depending on how they score, we'll draw a certain amount of names and give $100 cash away to the winners. And then at the end of the game, we have some NFL signed gear to give away also. Some of the big ones are a Brett Favre jersey, a Mahomes signed football, a Kittle signed helmet, just a few other things. We got seven of those, and then a grand prize of $500 cash and a Kurt Ferentz football.
The game itself, are we starting to see the Chiefs fans pour in and put money on their team?
Yes. Everybody was shocked to see that the Chiefs are the favorite, but all the money, I mean, we have not all the money. We have about 72% on the Chiefs, which is, I kind of assumed that being in this region, but Chiefs minus 1.5 got that definite support, and then 68% on the over 54.5 right now.
Do you expect to see much movement on either one of those lines, either the total or on the line for the game itself in the days leading up to kickoff?
So the last time someone asked me that, I said, no, I don't think that can happen. And then it ended up happening. So I won't give a for sure answer because, like I've said in the past, a big bet can kind of move it real quick. But it moved right in the beginning. When we first opened the line, it moved pretty quick to 1.5 because it was, I think, minus 1 to start. I don't think my guess would be I don't see the total or the minus 1.5 moving, but maybe the odds on it from minus 110 a little bit.
You mentioned the prop party coming up tomorrow night at the Elite Sportsbook where folks can come in and learn about some of these props. My favorite one every year is always the over-under on how long the national anthem takes. I know a lot of people like to bet the coin toss. Have you seen some early action on some of the props? What are some of the more popular ones that you've noticed?
So we don't actually do the Anthem one. That was something we decided not to do just because it can be a little different, but depending on who's trying to kick count. So they kind of wanted to wean away from that one. But we in the coin toss, we don't have an actual coin toss, but we have who receives first. So a little bit kind of like the coin toss. Some big ones we've been seeing is Mahomes for MVP. I mean, I've seen that one by a lot. That's probably the one that I've heard about the most, being that Mahomes receptions. I mean, a lot of people are going with Mahomes during the Super Bowl here. But for other majority bets, I mean, just all over the place. We have bets everywhere.
Well, Jake, we appreciate it. And what time do you guys anticipate the party sort of getting rolling on Super Bowl Sunday in Riverside?
I believe the party starts at, like, we want people to start coming down about 3 o'clock, get the environment going, get everybody cheering and ready for the game to start, and then kind of going through the whole event and just sit there and come down and enjoy like-minded people watching an event together.
All right. Should be a heck of a time. And, again, while you're there, you can get signed up for the Resort Club membership, and that way you can get your account set up online at elitesportsbook.com. Always a pleasure, Jake. We appreciate it. And good luck Super Bowl Sunday. I think you guys might need it. You're going to be busy.
All right. Thank you.
And again, 72% of the action on Kansas City as a 1.5-point favorite, 68% on the total going over 54.5 points right now. I have a feeling that we will see that number move a little bit on Sunday before kickoff. I think there are a lot of people out there like myself who are backing San Francisco in this game who are waiting to see if they can get some good value on the 49ers here, whether or not they can catch another half a point or a point if there's some line movement. I think the San Francisco bettors are laying in the weeds right now.
It's sort of been interesting to follow the movement of the line as far as when it opened and now the week off and now where it is right now. But I just think that there's not much difference either way on either of these teams. And towards game time, will we see it move again? That's the question. I think that's what you're getting at. You think that it probably will move again with people last second kind of jumping on San Francisco, pretty reminiscent of what we saw in the college football playoff with people jumping in on Clemson right at the end.
Jake mentioned that Patrick Mahomes as MVP is getting a ton of love at the Elite Sportsbook. He is the odds-on favorite right now at 6-5. For those Hawkeye fans out there backing San Francisco tight end George Kittle, 10-1. You throw down a $10 bet, George Kittle's the MVP of the Super Bowl, you're going to walk away with $100. Travis Kelce is 15-1. I think the operating assumption here is that if Chiefs receivers are having a big day, they're getting the ball from Patrick Mahomes, so he's going to be the one piling up the numbers and possibly taking home MVP honors. It's tough for a defensive player in this day and age to win MVP honors.
It's tough, but it has happened.
It has happened. Nick Bosa of the 49ers at 30-1 right now, one of several defensive players on the board. Richard Sherman, 75-1. If you think San Francisco is going to win this game and a 49er is going to be the most valuable player, you can get some fairly decent value there. Not on Jimmy Garoppolo, though. He's at 5-2. Anthony Hitchens also on the board, Hawkeye fans, 250-1. So what would it take? About 3 pick sixes returned for a touchdown for Anthony Hitchens to get most valuable player honors?
Wasn't Malcolm Smith a Super Bowl MVP at one point for the Seattle Seahawks? A guy who hadn't played much all year? When there's a defensive MVP, it's usually not a guy who was necessarily a leader of the defense during the regular season. Dexter Jackson is another one that comes to mind for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You can also wager on the first player to have or to record an interception in the game, which is interesting. No interceptions, paying at 7-2 right now. You got to think somebody's going to throw the ball around and maybe chuck it up late in the game or right before half, possibly gets picked off. Super Bowl Sunday, the Elite Sportsbook in Riverside, Iowa is the place to be. You heard Jake say that the party's going to start around 3 o'clock. 17 pages of prop wagers. You can check them out online at elitesportsbook.com.